I'm glad you brought that point up. The big advantage of working with animal models is that birds don't smoke, birds don't drink, and so we can conduct these kinds of investigations without having to address these confounding factors that plague the human epidemiological studies.
So what's the biggest challenge now, that 20 years after that disaster? What's the challenge we're facing now?
There has been a surprisingly small investment into basic research for non-human systems. All of the research funding that's come from the outside of Ukraine, Russia, and Belarus has gone into cancer effects. And because we really have no idea what the long-term consequences for the biological communities will be, we're calling for a more concerted effort for funding of research in this area. And so we're hoping that with the added attention of the 20th anniversary that we can actually make use of this in a positive way to further investigate these long-term consequences so that we might be prepared for the consequences of future nuclear accidents, future nuclear terrorist attacks, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Mousseau, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Bob. It's been a pleasure.
Dr. Tim Mousseau is a professor of biological sciences at the University of South Carolina.